Welcome to Building a Life of Prayer with Pastor David Beatty of River Oaks Community Church, taking you through the prayers of the Bible so that you can grow in your confidence and enjoyment of prayer.
Thank you for joining me today as we talk about building our prayer lives. We've been looking at the prayers of the Apostle Paul, and today I'd like to look at Paul's teaching about prayer in relation to living with less anxiety. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9, the Apostle Paul gives us one of the clearest teachings on dealing with anxiety that I know of anywhere in Scripture. I'd like to read those verses for you now, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. The Apostle Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." A remarkable passage. I expect we all struggle with anxiety of some form at one time or another. And Paul's guidance here is very, very practical. The section begins with Paul's call to rejoice always. Again, he says, "I will say rejoice." And in verse 5, he notes, "The Lord is at hand." It's a reminder again from the Apostle Paul that Jesus is going to return. We don't know when, and certainly it's been a long time since Paul wrote these words, but his return is certain, and we should always be living in light of that fact. So Paul says in verse 6, "Do not be anxious about anything." And then he gives us a prescription for living with less anxiety. Rather than being anxious, he writes, "In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Here, Paul uses four different words related to prayer in one sentence: prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, requests. And Paul says, "Do this in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And then Paul says, when you do this, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, after the Apostle Paul tells us how to present our issues to God like this, the things that cause us anxiety, we're to bring them to God, whatever they may be, and then by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to make our requests to God. That is to be very specific when we're asking God to take this issue, to work in this matter, to take the anxiety from our souls. Paul says, having done that, think this way: whatever's true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What Paul's telling us here is that after we have taken the issue causing anxiety and presented it to God, we have cast the burden onto his omnipotent shoulders, we then need to be careful about how we think. We should think about things that are consistent with God's goodness and his nature and his plan. Again, this passage is one of the clearest and I think most helpful passages in all of Scripture for dealing with anxiety. May the Lord help us to put it into practice.